journalism is to question the prevailing wisdom. Question the prevailing wisdom.
Just speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
All rights reserved and affirmed.
Free all minds. These are weapons of mass descent.
These are weapons of mass descent.
Welcome to Uprising, a daily digest of independent news analysis, investigation, education, artistic expression, and activism. It's Wednesday, February 20th, 2008, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar.
It just makes me stop and think.
Silence is not an option.
Veteran award-winning journalist and war correspondent John Pilger releases his first film for the big screen, The War on Democracy.
Sorry if my eyes drop when the fellow meadows out, but I can't help myself, why should I?
This is Uprising. Good morning and welcome to Uprising. As we continue with KPFK's fund drive, we will, of course, be asking you to support the station all day today and through to the end of this week, perhaps a little bit longer, unless you can help us fulfill that goal faster. What do Venezuela, Guatemala, Cuba, Chile, Bolivia have in common? These Latin American countries are the focus of a brand new documentary by award-winning filmmaker John Pilger called The War on Democracy. All these countries, and many others of course, have been at one point or another the targets of American military intervention, usually for the sake of promoting U.S. corporate interests. John Pilger is an Australian journalist and documentary filmmaker now based in England. He's made over 50 documentaries for British television, none of which have ever aired in the United States, although many deal with U.S. policy. Pilger is a seasoned journalist who has worked as a war correspondent in Vietnam, Cambodia, Egypt, India, Bangladesh, and Biafra. Harold Pinter has said of his work, John Pilger is fearless. He unearths with steely attention to facts the filthy truth and tells it as it is. I salute him. Pilger's first major film for theaters, The War on Democracy, was released last year both in the UK and here in the US. It's now out on DVD and will be available to our listeners for a pledge of just $100 this hour at 818-985-5735. John Pilger spent several weeks filming in Venezuela, and The War on Democracy contains an exclusive interview with Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. The film also covers Guatemala, Cuba, and Chile. We want to play you an excerpt of this documentary. It's the opening moments of the film. And again, this is called The War on Democracy, focusing on how the U.S. has intervened in various Latin American countries over the years. The first, almost more than a third of the film, in fact, focuses on Venezuela. And we'll be hearing a lot about that today. We'll also hear a little bit about Guatemala, Cuba, and Chile. 818-985-KPFK is the number to call while you're listening. Let's take a listen to what John Pilger has to say in his documentary, The War on Democracy.
Guatemala is going to enter a new era in which there will be prosperity for the people together with liberty for the people.
The question is, why are we supporting El Salvador?
No, the question was, why are we killing priests in El Salvador?
The answer is, we're not. Now, you be quiet. President Christiani is trying to do a job for democracy, and the left-wing guerrillas must not take over El Salvador.
America will not impose our own style of government on the unwilling. Our goal instead is to help others find their own voice, attain their own freedom, and make their own way.
This film is about the struggle of people to free themselves from a modern form of slavery. Richard Nixon, President of the United States, once said of Latin America, "People don't give a about the place." He was wrong. the grand design of the United States as a modern empire was drawn on the hopes of an entire continent known contemptuously as the backyard. The extraordinary witnesses in this film describe a world not as American presidents like to see it, as useful or expendable. They describe the power of courage and humanity among people with next to nothing. They reclaim noble words like democracy, freedom, liberation, justice. And in doing so, they are defending the most basic human rights of all of us in a war being waged against all of us. This is Caracas, capital of Venezuela, one of the richest countries in Latin America, thanks to huge deposits of oil. The rich in Venezuela live in suburbs with names like Country Club. Their spiritual homes are Miami and Washington. The majority live in what are known as barrios, on hillsides in breeze block houses that defy gravity. In the past, these people have been invisible, excluded from their own society. Today, they display the confidence of those who know an extraordinary change has come to their lives. This is Hugo Chavez, president of Venezuela, the voice of the barrios. Chavez and his supporters have won 10 elections in 8 years. He's the symbol of an awakening of people power, driven by great popular movements that are unique to Latin America. It's no surprise that Chavez, with the help of an aggressive media coverage, has become a hate figure in the United States. Because what he represents is another way, and a threat to American domination.
All right, now, Hugo Chavez, the criminal, speaking of criminal, government of Venezuela, offering...
The criminal,
it's a criminal government.
In my opinion, and the opinion of a lot of people in our government, Hugo Chavez represents an extreme threat, not only to our nation, but to our hemisphere.
He should have been killed a long time.
By whom?
And anyone who believes
by
other... By anyone.
Hay café por ahí.
Absolutely.
Do you want a cup of coffee?
Yes.
Una era una de mis lecciones de inglés de secundaria. Do you want a cup of coffee? Do you want a glass of milk? Do you want a glass of water? English lesson one.
Let me ask about you personally. I mean, traveling with you for the last couple of days, I've seen a man who is clearly deeply committed to what you want for the Venezuelan people. Could you describe where that came from?
Yo nací en un hogar muy pobre, de campesino.
That's the voice of Hugo Chavez in an exclusive interview with filmmaker John Pilger. And, of course, we apologize for cutting it off. It is subtitled. And in this documentary, it's a new documentary, The War on Democracy, John Pilger, investigative journalist based now in Britain, spends a number of weeks and months traveling across various Latin American countries, spends the majority of time in Venezuela, as we've just been hearing, interviewing not only Chavez, but people on the street in Venezuela, ordinary people, poor people, indigenous people, black Venezuelans who live in the barrios, who have so much to gain from a Chavez presidency and so much to lose from the coup plotters in who essentially toppled Chavez several years ago for 48 hours. He came back to power. This documentary covers not only that entire coup, but also covers how Venezuelans responded and what the Chavez presidency means in Venezuela and all across Latin America. The documentary is called The War on Democracy, available for a pledge of just $100. If you call us at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK, we'll send you this DVD. It's an amazing DVD. It's historic. It's amazingly historical. It goes in depth into the way in which the United States has overthrown so many democratically elected presidents in Latin America. And, of course, their latest attempt in Venezuela has been Hugo Chavez. They have failed, which bodes, of course, very well for Latin Americans who are struggling to keep their democracies alive in spite of the big neighbor to the north. 818-985-KPFK is the number to call. If you got The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, this is a fantastic companion documentary to that because it expands beyond Venezuela. It covers Venezuela in depth, but it expands beyond that. 818-985-KPFK. We also have a special gift for our listeners this morning in very limited numbers. The Lumley Theaters all across Southern California have generously donated a few movie passes to our listeners that we'd like to give you if you call and make a pledge of $100. I believe we have about a dozen of those movie passes. And what we're going to do is we're going to mail them to you today. We're going to drop them in the mail to you today. You have to pay by credit card for this documentary and to make a donation to KPFK. $100 pledge. Just ask for the free movie pass and we'll drop you the movie pass in the mail today. You should get it by this Friday in time to go see a movie this Friday on us here on KPFK. You know, you can go see a movie on us. You can feel good about supporting KPFK. It's just a little extra incentive generously donated by the Lumley Movie Theaters. And this is good. This movie pass is good for any movie, any regular screening at any Lumley Theater in Southern California. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. 818-985-KPFK. And for a $100 pledge, we'll send you The War on Democracy along with a free movie pass to any Lumley Theater, any screening. You can hang on to it and watch a film, you know, a couple of weeks from now. You can use it as soon as you get it. Entirely up to you. Again, the name of the film is The War on Democracy. And I want to play you another excerpt from this fantastic film by John Pilger. It's brand new. It was just released in theaters last year. It's out on DVD now. It's his first film for theaters. Now, he's made over 50 films for British television and won so many awards. He is almost unheard of in mainstream America. So it's kind of sad because most of his films focus on U.S. policy. And we're making this available for you in the tradition of KPFK, making available films that are hard to find, films that have essentially been censored by the mainstream media. 818-985-KPFK is the number to call. By the way, we also have a special gift that we had introduced last June and we're bringing back. It's called Meet Me at the Station, Spend an Evening with KPFK Morning Drive Time Hosts. And on Thursday, April 10th, if you and a friend would like to join us for dinner, you can meet us at 7 p.m. Thursday, April 10th at KPFK, 3729 Cahuenga Boulevard in North Hollywood. And for a $500 pledge, we will give you a tour of your favorite radio station. And that's myself and my producer, Gabriel San Roman, as well as all the Morning Review hosts, Lila Garrett, Riku Matsuda, Aisha Mason, Gabriel Gutierrez, Roy Ulrich, Margaret Prescott. All of us will join you. We'll give you a tour of the station and we'll go next door to have dinner at Bollywood Cafe. There's free parking at the station and you get to pick any two items from the KPFK outreach line. That includes T-shirts and hats and all sorts of other goodies. So that's available for $500 pledge for you and a friend. That's for two people. And those are limited, by the way, to only 10 pairs. And I believe we've already given a number of them away. So if you'd like to take advantage of that, that's available as well today. Let's take another listen to John Pilger's documentary, The War on Democracy. Here again, he's still focusing on Venezuela. And he talks about, or he rather showcases, democracy in action in Venezuela.
Simon Bolivar is venerated in Latin America as the liberator from Spanish colonialism. Bolivar believed that freedom only came when people united against all invaders, no matter their disguise. Today, the people of Latin America are again rising up against an empire built on an extreme form of capitalism known as the Washington Consensus. Whole countries have been privatized, put up for sale, their natural wealth sold to foreign companies for peanuts. In Venezuela, they've said, no more. This is La Vega, a barrio of a million people. Mariela Machado has lived here most of her life. She knows what it's like to be excluded in her own country.
Mira, yo tengo un hecho muy concreto. En los mapas, todos estos cerros, las casas que tienen allí, desaparecieron, áreas verdes.
This is called a mission. It's a kind of parallel government designed to bypass the old bureaucracy and deliver real benefits to ordinary people. This is raw democracy, a triumph of the grassroots. Today they're discussing the dream of owning their own homes for the first time.
Nosotros no queremos título por tener título. Uno de los objetivos de tener de ser propiedad de la tierra, más que el título.
Soon after Chavez was elected in 1999, Venezuelans voted on a constitution, and this little blue book has become a bestseller ever since. This is one of a chain of supermarkets set up in the barrios, funded by the proceeds of oil. Here, prices are kept low, and on the back of every rice and soap powder packet are printed people's rights under the constitution. Does it really mean something to you to see it there?
No, claro, porque yo no sabía lo de que teníamos derechos como en cualquier otro. Pero, y en este que nos habla en el artículo número 23, ¿verdad?
Investigative journalist John Pilger interviewing people on the streets of Caracas in Venezuela in his new documentary, The War on Democracy. Imagine if in the United States we had excerpts of the Constitution printed on the backs of low-cost packets of food that were sold to all of us, made accessible to every single one of us. Imagine if our national wealth was actually used for every single one of us. What sort of a country would we live in? That's what John Pilger shows about Venezuela, a remarkable documentary. It's not just Venezuela, however. That's the part we're focusing on right now. He goes into Cuba, Guatemala, Bolivia, Chile. It's called The War on Democracy, and he's talking, of course, about the U.S. waging war on Latin American democracy. It's available for a $100 pledge on DVD. It's John Pilger's first film out in theaters, and it's now on DVD. And if you call us right now, we have very few movie passes left from the Lemley movie theaters, who have generously donated to KPFK. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. For a $100 pledge, we'll send you this DVD. You have to pledge by credit card if you want the movie pass, and we'll mail you the movie pass today. We'll get it in the mail today. You should have it by tomorrow, and you can go see any film you want at any Lemley Theater on Friday or Saturday or whenever you want. You can hang on to it, but it's our special extra thank you for you. 818-985-KPFK is the number to call. The War on Democracy, reviewed by one person, said this is a brilliantly researched and sometimes shocking insight into the democratic position of those countries whose dealings with America are more along the lines of slave than political poodle. That is Kat Brown, a reviewer, who talked about the film The War on Democracy. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. The Evening Standard calls The War on Democracy a must-see. Film Review Magazine says this is uplifting, powerful. Pilger distinguishes himself, heartfelt, simple, and hard-hitting. A powerful, wonderfully direct, rousing piece of documentary journalism of the kind you rarely see these days. That's from another review. And Time Out Film of the Week review calls it dynamic and emotionally effective. Empire Magazine says, gripping viewing, this extraordinary, fascinating documentary. Pilger's passion for the subject and dedicated research pay off superbly. The War on Democracy features an interview with Hugo Chavez that Pilger conducts. He also talks to ordinary Venezuelans, and in this next excerpt, He talks to rich folks in Venezuela to find out why they hate Chavez so much and what their links to the United States are. That's right, the wealthy in Venezuela. He does show both sides of this issue. And what I love about this documentary is that he really digs deep. He lays bare the kind of perverse censorship and media propaganda that exists in the United States against the Venezuelan regime. And by the way, this documentary also goes very much in depth into the coup that ousted Chavez for just 48 hours, and it's a wonderful companion to The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. I know many of our listeners have gotten that film through KPFK. If you get that, if you have that film, this is a wonderful complement to that. 818-985-KPFK, $100 pledge for the war on democracy.
For some of his supporters, Chavez has not gone far enough. Familiar obstacles remain from the past. A stifling bureaucracy and widespread corruption. And although poverty has fallen dramatically in recent years, it's far from eradicated. When you drive in from the airport at Caracas, the one thing that shocks a first-time visitor are the barrios, the numbers of poor people. Why is it in Venezuela, which earns so many billions of dollars in oil money, that there still is this poverty in spite of all the changes you've made?
Que los pobres de Venezuela siguen siendo pobres. Sí. Yo siempre les digo, no queremos ser ricos. Nuestro objetivo no es la riqueza material. Es vivir dignamente, claro, salir de la pobreza.
818-985-5735. John Pilger asking Hugo Chavez the hard questions of why there's still poverty in Venezuela. It is subtitled. We didn't have an opportunity to dub the excerpts of this film in English in time to use during this fund drive, but I promise if you get this documentary, you'll hear exactly what Chavez has to say about that. We want to go to another clip from this fantastic documentary, The War on Democracy, but first we need more of you calling in. We just had 7 callers on the line. That means we've got 6 lines left open. 818-985-KPFK is the number to call. And, you know, I know exactly what's going to happen. By the end of this hour, every single line will be filled up. Lots of you are going to be calling because you're going to be convinced you want a copy of this documentary. And you're going to get a busy signal. They'll be scrambling in the phone room. There'll be shouts for phone answerers. It'll be kind of chaotic over here. So I'm asking you right now, make the call now. Don't wait till the end. Don't wait till the very end, because I promise you, this is a John Pilger documentary. If you know his work, you know this is good. It's not just good. It's excellent. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. Make a $100 pledge. We might have some movie passes left. And John Pilger in this film juxtaposes scenes of the barrios in Venezuela with the huge mansions of the rich. He even gets a tour of an enormous mansion belonging to a very wealthy man and then interviews him about why he hates Chavez. And when you see the wealth in Venezuela, among the powerful elite who hate Chavez so much, everything becomes clearer about why they want to see this man gone. 818-985-5735.
This is East Caracas, home to some of the wealthiest people on earth, and what they call here the middle class. I dropped in on John Vink, who agreed to show me around his grand house.
Wow, this is such a striking house.
Thank you.
My goodness.
Thank you.
Yes. You've been here long, have you? Is this,
yes, I did.
This is the family home?
My family home. We grew up here.
John Vink has traveled the world collecting objets d'art.
Have you collected all the silverware? Chandelier? Is that...
Yes, that one I brought from Spain.
Yeah.
This is a collection of Delft blue. That's why I have them over there so they don't break. This is from Peru. It's silver.
But you're thinking of leaving.
Yes.
Yes. Why is that?
Well, the situation of the country. It's getting day by day worse, and
In what way? Can you?
In the political way.
Yeah.
We thought that this gentleman that's now in power, that he would change the whole situation because it was a mess.
Yeah.
But now it's a whole mess.
John Vink's view is echoed by Venezuela's powerful media, mostly privately owned. It combines banality with hardline anti-Chavez politics.
regreso veremos otros peligros en las nuevas decisiones oficiales.
Que Venezuela se enrumba hacia un régimen muy similar al que impera en la isla de Cuba.
Pero a nivel del gobierno, ¿qué es el socialismo del siglo XXI? Sencillamente el control total por parte del Estado de la sociedad, pues.
I mean, a number of journalists now say, well, there is censorship. They have been censored.
How can that be? They speak out every morning. They have their shows every day. They speak out, you know, constantly against the government every day. I mean, how can they say this?
I don't know if you have seen the programs that they have. Well, anybody that comes to Venezuela and spends 2 days looking at these channels knows that there's no censorship in Venezuela. You just have to sit down and see those opinion programs between 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock in the morning.
Evolucionando de fascista a nazi. ¿Qué es un nazi con diferencia a un fascista? Fundamentalmente que el nazi asesina.
I mean, I don't think in any part of the world you hear the things that they say about President Chavez, about his cabinet, his ministers, the governors, the policies, whatever. I mean, it's even obscene in some kind, in some ways.
It seems to me that everything, including the weather, is being blamed on Mr. Chavez.
Nobody blames Mr. Chavez for the weather because it's the only thing left which still works, okay? All the other thing fell apart entirely. We're talking here 1914, Bolshevik revolution, Russia. This is what's taking place here. And if you go now...
wait a minute. Look, we're sitting here in your wonderful apartment overlooking Caracas.
In Venezuela, say...
And if you're comparing this with the Bolshevik revolution, there are no revolutionaries banging on your door, and none of your companies have been invaded. Your good life hasn't really changed. It hasn't changed, has it?
Yeah, but as I said before, it is now on a wait and see position. If I had come today on a 2-year contract, as I did in 1976, I would fulfill my contract, pack my luggage, and go. Because I don't see any more future.
His critics accuse Chavez of building another Cuba, of being another Castro. And although he recently announced temporary presidential powers that bypass parliament, he maintains that his aim is solely to speed up reform. The irony is that unlike Cuba, capitalism has never had it better here. At the Caracas Motor Show, Ferraris and other luxury cars are sold. Smart restaurants and private golf courses and weekends in Miami are booming. What this class has lost is political power over a huge oil economy.
I think Venezuela, because it is an oil economy, its middle and upper classes are very much bias towards the U.S. and the American way of life. In a way, they think they are cosmopolitan. They don't feel that they are from this country or that country. They belong to the world. They belong to this kind of privileged people of the world.
Miami,
New York, Paris.
We adore Miami. Miami is our second home. We discovered Miami because Miami formerly was, it was a village. And we were so rich, you know, we went to Miami and we bought houses, apartments, bungalows, boats, cars, everything we bought in Miami. Mm. We were the owners of Miami. And so we are very U.S.-minded.
John Venk talking about the Venezuelan educated and wealthy elite who used to hold a lot of political power and these days are very upset because they've lost that political power, although they still hold on to almost all their wealth. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. 818-985-KPFK for $100 pledge. We want you to have this fantastic documentary, The War on Democracy by John Pilger. And if you think about what this man said, we went to Miami, we bought houses and bungalows and yachts. I mean, this is wealth. absolute and immense wealth, and they are so upset because Chavez dares to, you know, share some of the oil wealth of Venezuela to the poor, with the poor of Venezuela, with ordinary Venezuelans. 818-985-5735 is the number to call, folks. We need to get a lot more of you calling in. We had a number of folks calling in the first half hour, and I want to play for you another excerpt from this documentary about the coup, of course, the infamous coup that took place just a few years ago that toppled Chavez for just 2 days, and then Venezuelan democracy brought him back. If you got The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, this is a fantastic companion documentary to that. It goes beyond Venezuela into Cuba, Bolivia, Guatemala, Chile. 818-985-KPFK is the number to call. We haven't even played the excerpts on Guatemala and Chile and Cuba yet, but we want to, and we need more of you to call us. 818-985-5735. Please give us a call right now, and for a $100 pledge, we will give you John Pilger's new documentary just out on DVD. It's called The War on Democracy. He's, of course, talking about the American War on Latin American democracy. In an interview, he said, "I wanted to make a film that illuminated the disguised truth that the United States has long waged a war on democracy behind a facade of propaganda designed to contort the intellect and morality of Americans and the rest of us." 818-985-5735 is the number to call. 818-985-KPFK. Give us a call and let us know that you care about independent media. You can't get this. This is not a film that you were able to see on American television. In fact, you couldn't see any of John Pilger's more than 50 films for which he has won many, many awards on American television. 818-985-KPFK is the number to call us, and we'll send you a copy of this documentary. There's so much we can learn from Latin American democracies, so much we can learn from the social movements that are installing their own versions of liberal presidents, of pro-poor, pro-reform, pro-peace presidents. There's so much that we can learn from these amazing social movements here in the United States. Maybe you know somebody who really doesn't know about what's happening across the border and in the other hemisphere. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. 818-985-KPFK. $100 pledge for The War on Democracy by John Pilger. Let's take a listen to the part of the film that covers the coup against Chavez.
In the old Venezuela, the United States played the part of a godfather. The deal was simple. For supplying endless cheap oil, the Venezuelan rich kept a large slice of the profits. The election of Hugo Chavez ended the deal.
Obviously, Venezuela is important because they're the third largest supplier of petroleum. I would say that Mr. Chavez, and the State Department may say this, probably doesn't have the interests of the United States at heart.
We have been concerned with some of the actions of Venezuelan President Chavez and his understanding of what a democratic system is all about.
Te digo que tratamos aquí de evitar el choque con el imperio, pero era inevitable. Yo fui a Casablanca, sí. Le di la mano a Clinton, hasta por teléfono. How are you, Mr. Clinton? How are you, Mr. Chavez? Es decir, nosotros aquí tratamos lo imposible. Hacer una revolución sin chocar con el imperio, imposible.
In Washington and Miami and the country clubs of Caracas, getting rid of Chavez became an obsession. In early 2002, secret plans were laid by the Venezuelan opposition, with the media leading the attack.
¿Usted cree que el presidente de la República está loco?
Va llegando el momento en que todos hablemos de la transición. Sin Chávez, por supuesto.
Anti-Chávez protesters took to the streets, their anger inflamed by the media.
Nunca ha venido alguien tan feo y tan malo como esto.
Hugo Satanás Chávez Frías es el anticristo, es el demonio, es el diablo, es diantre, Lucifer.
Él es el único que sobra aquí.
The campaign to overthrow Chávez came to a head on April the 11th, 2002. An anti-Chávez protest march was called in the center of Caracas.
Chávez!
What they didn't know was that there were two marches that day. The other one was led by Chavez supporters outside the presidential palace, known as Miraflores.
That is The War on Democracy, the voice of John Pilger narrating the film. He's the one who's made the film. And I want to keep playing for you the details of the April 2002 coup that was essentially supported by the United States and all of the aftermath after that. If You Got the Revolution Will Not Be Televised, that award-winning film that KPFK listeners have responded to over the years, then this is the film for you as well. Get this as a companion DVD. Fantastic. It goes beyond Venezuela. We want to, in fact, play you another excerpt from this film later in the film where he goes to Chile. But know that there's so much more about the coup that I'm not playing, that I'm just not going to have the time to play today. Details of how the coup happened, exactly how it was set up and how it was spun in the media in Venezuela and how American officials here reacted. 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. $100 pledge for The War on Democracy. Senior producer Alan Minsky now joining me to help urge you to call. Alan?
You know, we debuted this film in the last 10 minutes of World Focus with Blaise Bompain on Sunday, and the phones lit up. We didn't have the clips ready, so we only used it for 10 minutes. Now Sonali and Gabrielle have produced the excerpts that you're hearing, and it's available for a $100 pledge of support. Sonali was just talking about how this film looks at the coup in Venezuela. Compared to The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, since the time that that film was made, a lot of new details have come out, and they
Absolutely.
Are very well documented in this film. You have the CNN reporter who came forward and told that he was talking to the generals, and that their video that they staged was actually made in advance of the coup, so that shows the level of coordination that existed in the coup. That information was not available for on The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, and other details. 818-985-5735, The War on Democracy, John Pilger's brand new film about the rise of the Latin American left. This is a fantastic film to get as a thank you gift if you want to support KPFK. It's available for a $100 pledge. I watched it Friday night, and I started watching it thinking I'd finish it on Saturday. I sat down on my couch. I couldn't get up. My wife came in from working on a project. She wanted to go back to the project. She sat down on the couch. Couldn't get up. It is it absolutely just is a film that just propels you forward from sequence to sequence as the analysis builds. It's called The War on Democracy, critiquing the United States' domination of Latin America throughout the post-World War II period and moving forward from the present all the way through the Evo Morales government in Bolivia, and so timely given the resignation just yesterday of Fidel Castro. This has a sit-down interview with Hugo Chavez, with John Pilger. John Pilger, by the way, is something of a pop star in Britain. He actually writes, and this is very interesting, we always think of the British tabloids as being right-wing media. Well, one of them actually features the essays by John Pilger. So if you're in London, you're walking around, you see the tabloid, you know, blast headlines, and about once a week, one of them has John Pilger with a big essay. And so he has a sit-down interview with Hugo Chavez.
He also interviews Philip Agee, ex-CIA officer who just passed away, living in Cuba. And, you know, Alan, you were talking about Cuba. There is an excerpt of this film that I want to play, in fact, that focuses on Cuba because, of course, the U.S. was very much involved in that country. 818-985-KPFK is the number to call. 818-985-5735. It's just a $100 pledge for The War on Democracy. Give us a call right now. And, you know, think about how the resignation of Fidel Castro was received by the Bush administration, talking about democratic transition. I mean, the history of the U.S. involvement in Cuba is entirely missing from what we read in the mainstream media here. So let's take a listen. This clip starts out with the voice of Philip Agee. Stay tuned.
In the CIA, we didn't give a hoot about democracy. I mean, it was fine if a government was elected and would cooperate with us, but if it didn't, then democracy didn't mean a thing to us. And I don't think it means a thing today.
The crushing of Guatemala was Washington's blueprint. 4 years later, Cuba, just 90 miles from Florida, threw down the first direct challenge, ending Cuba's humiliation as a North American colony, a playpen for drug barons and the mafia. Washington would never forgive Fidel Castro.
Under the government aegis, we had
task forces that were striking at Cuba constantly. We were attempting to blow up power plants. We were attempting to ruin sugar mills. We were attempting to do all kinds of things during this period. This was a matter of American government policy. This wasn't the CIA.
Cuba's achievements in healthcare and education are widely respected. However, for not bowing to the greatest power on earth, the Cuban Revolution has paid a high price. A 45-year economic war waged by the United States and the loss of vital democratic freedoms.
How dare you, 90 miles from my country, last 45 years with a different form of government? How dare you haven't allowed American corporations to buy you out? How dare you continue this arrogance that says that you will never succumb to us? Don't you know who we are? Don't you know who these corporations are? Don't you know your life would be better if you could drink Coca-Cola every day?
What justified the attacks on Cuba and other Latin American countries was the so-called Red Menace.
We all know the atomic bomb is very dangerous. Since it may be used against us, we must get ready for it. First, you duck, and then you cover. And very tightly, you cover the back of your neck and your face.
Propaganda like this excused every American invasion, every toppling of a government, every assassination, every act of terrorism. The real threat was an orchestrated paranoia in the United States that became a super cult called anti-communism.
The true goal of the United States government is control. And they feel that if the United States did not control the governments of Latin America, then somebody else would. And the principle of government by the people, for the people, of the people, that is that's just silly.
Give us a call right now, folks. The number is 818-985-5735. We've been playing excerpts from John Pilger's film, The War on Democracy, just out on DVD. What an amazing film. This really goes in depth into the U.S. history of military intervention in Latin American countries, but most importantly, how Latin Americans have risen up and defended their democracies despite overwhelming military power and corporate interests from the United States. They have prevailed in Venezuela and Bolivia and are struggling to regain their democracies. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. It's a $100 pledge. We want to go next to Chile, but we definitely need to hear from more of you right now. We've raised a very respectable amount of money already this hour, but we need to do a lot better than this. And the faster we can do it, the faster this fund drive will end, and the faster we can go back to doing regular programming, covering things like tomorrow's Democratic debate and Fidel Castro's resignation, and on and on. 818-985-5735 is the number to call, Alan.
818-985-5735. This hour we're featuring John Pilger's brand new documentary, The War on Democracy, for a $100 pledge of support to KPFK. This is a feature-length documentary, and in it, Pilger has a lengthy sit-down interview with Hugo Chavez, and that's the opening part of the film. It looks also very closely at the grassroots democratic movements in Venezuela, the way that they're impacting people, and it points out that this is a very sort of radical trajectory that Venezuela has taken to try to achieve a redistribution of wealth to the people in Venezuela, and it's achieving success, and it talks about the fact of the immense oil wealth that Venezuela has. So it understands and recognizes the realpolitik that Hugo Chavez is playing. He speaks, has a sit-down conversation with Hugo Chavez about his plans, about his strategies. Clearly, Chavez now, with the moving on of Fidel Castro, his resignation yesterday, becomes the preeminent leader of the Latin American left. It looks at Cuba. It looks in depth at Bolivia. And in between Bolivia and Evo Morales' rise to power and Hugo Chavez, those are the bookends of the movie. It goes through the history of United States involvement in Latin America. And as you just heard with Chavez, every one of the sequences on each country are very incisive and bring a lot of insight. And the archival footage is amazing.
And that's what's so amazing about somebody like John Pilger. He's not new to filmmaking. This is a veteran filmmaker who has used the techniques of British television documentary making so beautifully, so well. And, you know, he's a pioneer. I mean, this man has been around for a very long time. And when you take a listen to the way in which he summarizes what the United States has done, it's very impressive and it's very elegant. And it's a really good primer, an educational primer for anybody who may want to learn about the history of Latin America and U.S. military intervention. 818-985-KPFK is the number to call. 818-985-5735.
And, you know, people do look at Latin America right now, and correctly, they see a wave of successful election victories by progressive, left of center, sometimes even radically progressive politicians, and you have governments that are challenging the Washington consensus. There is one country, however, very significant, of course, in Latin America that is quite an exception. Well, two, of course, Colombia, but foremost in terms of American politics and American influence, the exception remains Mexico. And so, you know, as we move forward now in history, as hopefully the domination of U.S. hegemony continues to recede across the Western Hemisphere, all that is in this film is so relevant to the immediate future of Mexican politics and Mexican societies. Can a populist left government in Mexico ascend to the presidency, or will the U.S.-backed PAN remain in power through the machinations that they achieved in the last election of 2006?
That's a really good point, Alan, and I think that what we need to do here in the United States is shine a greater light on the policies of our government so that we can at least try to hold our governments accountable and perhaps even prevent the kinds of coups that we've seen continually plaguing Latin American countries and squashing their democracies. I mean, this is the hypocrisy, exposing the hypocrisy of Bush, who wants to promote democracy. He wages, and in the long line of U.S. presidents, has waged wars on democracy. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. 818-985-KPFK. We all remember what happened on September 11th in 2001 here in the United States. But Latin Americans, particularly Chileans, remember what happened on September 11th, 1973. Let's take a listen to what John Pilger says about that.
This is Santiago, the capital of Chile. In 1973, the National Stadium was turned into a concentration camp as a military coup backed by the United States overthrew the democratically elected government of Salvador Allende. The leader of the coup was a fascist, General Augusto Pinochet, who rounded up Allende's supporters and brought them here. A young medical student, Roberto Navarrete, was one of them. These changing rooms were used as what when you were imprisoned here?
They were used as places where people were kept inside here, 50 or more. You can see that there was actually no room to move around here. Even all these places were full of people sleeping here, and there were no blankets or anything. Even some people actually slept here. There was very little room.
When they started to torture you all,
yeah,
what did they do to you then?
The techniques they used were beating you, especially in sort of places where it could become very painful, with a rubber truncheon, and especially the genitals and the soles of the feet and, you know, the arms and various places.
Over 2,000 people were confined here, many of them never to be seen again. Victor Jara was Chile's greatest balladeer. His songs had celebrated the popular democracy of the government of Salvador Allende. He was taken to the stadium, where he was a source of strength for his fellow prisoners, singing for them until soldiers beat him to the ground and smashed his hands. In his last poem smuggled out of the stadium, he wrote, "What horror the face of fascism creates. They carry out their plans with knife-like precision. For them, blood equals medals. How hard it is to sing when I must sing of horror, in which silence and screams are the end of my song." After 2 days, they killed him.
John Pilger, talking about the murder of Victor Jara in the concentration camps in Chile and quoting from one of Jara's poems. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. 818-985-KPFK. In the last few minutes of this program, we need to hear from many more of you. It's a $100 pledge for the war on democracy that we've been hearing this hour. The newest film by John Pilger, the investigative journalist. You heard him interviewed on Uprising and, of course, on many other programs on Pacifica Radio, but very few mainstream Americans have heard of him, which is very unfortunate because his scathing and important and investigative critiques of American foreign policy have so much bearing on our lives, and really we need to be learning about them. 818-985-KPFK is the number to call. We just heard about the U.S.'s role in the coup, 1973 coup in Chile. And, you know, if we can get through this fund drive on time, just a preview of what's coming up in terms of regular programming here on Uprising, we've got an interview scheduled with Antonio Scarmeta in early March, who wrote the book Il Postino that the award-winning film was based on, The Postman. Many of you may remember that Oscar award-winning film. His newest book, The Dancer and the Thief, is about Chile in the wake of Pinochet's dictatorship. And this is a man that we have an interview scheduled with in early March, and we want to get to that interview, and we need your help to finish the fund drive so that we can do this kind of important programming that really distinguishes KPFK and Pacifica from the rest of the media landscape. 818-985-KPFK, $100 pledge for the war on democracy. We have a few phone lines left open, so squeeze in there as fast as you can. Alan Minsky, senior producer, who's also seen the film and joins me here in studio. Alan, in these last few minutes, we really want as many people as possible to call in.
A $100 pledge to pick up John Pilger's brand new film, The War on Democracy. It really is a very powerful way, and you can share this with friends, to understand what is going on in Latin America. It's very exciting, and to most Pacifica listeners and KPFK listeners, we've followed with a great deal of exuberance and pleasure to see the people of Latin America organize their society in a way to their own benefit outside of U.S. domination. But in the U.S. media, the progressive left popular social movements in Latin America continue to be vilified. This is a very important film, both if you want to yourself see more about it and understand a way to address this to people as you speak to them, to pass it on to people as well so that they can have a better understanding of what's going on in Latin America as those societies, they're reorganizing so that the wealth of the societies work to the benefit of the people of those societies, so it's not siphoned off to the behemoth up north of the United States as it has been primarily since World War II.
Give us a call, folks, in the last few minutes. If we have time, we might play a small excerpt about the film on Guatemala, the war on democracy focusing on Guatemala, 818-985-KPFK, but only if we get many more of you calling in. We have six callers on the line right now. Six callers. We'd love to get six more calling in, 818-985-5735. Give us a call right now and think about, you know, in the tradition of documentaries that you hear on KPFK, this is another one of those that you really ought to get. Have a house party with, invite your friends and neighbors over and watch it together, and the discussion that will be sparked from this, I promise you, will be so rich. And it's really a wonderful way to educate one another. I mean, that's what KPFK is all about, is to educate ourselves and one another. 818-985-KPFK, $100 pledge for the war on democracy.
And by the way, to give you an idea of how update this film is, in the section on Chile, it doesn't just stop with Pinochet. It talks about the legacy of the neoliberal policies that were put in place by Milton Friedman, has a segment on Milton Friedman, similar and parallel to the thesis put forward in the book The Shock Doctrine by Naomi Klein, the idea that the Chicago boys, as it were, came down and reorganized the economy, used the shock of the Pinochet torture and overthrow of Allende to reverse the economic policies, and then it points out and documents the failure of these policies across Latin America to do anything other than to produce wealth for the oligarchs, and now the societies across Latin America in this film, brilliantly documented by John Pilger, The War on Democracy, for $100 pledge of support. There's still about five lines open right now at 818-985-5735. A few minutes ago, the phones were completely lit up, and maybe you had trouble calling to get through, you can call now and pick up for $100 The War on Democracy by John Pilger, again, documenting the rise of the people of Latin America to claim ownership of their society and the wealth that they produce.
Folks, we have very little time left. I wanted to go to the clip on Guatemala. Unfortunately, we're out of time. We have five callers. We need five more. Let me just read for you a little bit about what one review describes this film as. The War on Democracy. The first half introduces most of the film's newly recorded interview material conducted in Bolivia, Chile, and Venezuela, and including a fortuitously timed and approving extended chat with its embattled president, Hugo Chavez. We hear the opinions of some ordinary Venezuelans, but the most impressive footage is that which captures, at the time of the attempted coup against Chavez, the charged dissent in defense of their leader from the capital's poor hilltop barrios by his newly enfranchised supporters. Judging by the rousing rock of accompaniment, this uprising is clearly the source of Pilger's optimism. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. 818-985-KPFK. $100 pledge for the War on Democracy.
I just want to say quickly, too, this film is simply worth it for the fantastic camera work in and around Caracas and the representation of the barrios and the popular movements and the different spaces, the demographics of how people live among the oligarchic class and among the people of Caracas. It's a fantastic film.
And the film expands in the second half to include the Central and South American countries that constitute the so-called backyard of the United States. A very wonderful film. For Sonali's subversive thought for the day, I'd like to quote Simon Bolivar, who once said, "The United States appears to be destined by providence to plague Latin America with misery in the name of liberty." That's Simon Bolivar, and that's Sonali's subversive thought for the day. $100 pledge for the War on Democracy at 818-985-KPFK. You've been listening to Uprising. Thank you very much, Alan Minsky. Gabriel San Roman is our assistant producer. Teddy Robinson, our engineer. I'm your host and producer, Sonali Kolhatkar. Thanks so much for listening.